I arose, and I am still with thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a dramatic change the day brings today. Those who are nearest to Christ, the apostles, they have been in the cenacle the last couple of days. There, mourning, despondent, confused. Jesus is gone. He had suffered and he had died the ignominious death upon a cross. St. John was there to witness it, as were the holy women. The things that they had seen that day, the horrors, these things they shall never forget. And the other apostles, they add to their grief, shame, and regret, because they know that through their weakness, they had abandoned our Lord at his moment of sacrifice. 3 years they have spent following Christ. 3 years they have dedicated to being with him, to listening to all that he said, to witnessing the great acts that he had performed. And suddenly, there is no one left for them to follow. However, today, as the women go to the tomb to anoint his body, the forgotten promise is realized. The stone is rolled away from the front entrance. The tomb is found empty. And just as an angel had announced the birth of Christ was to come from the Blessed Virgin Mary, an angel is there to announce Christ is born out of a sepulcher. Their sorrow was great at his loss, and their joy is even greater still as each in turn learns of his resurrection. The church, in her liturgy, so effectively mirrors this for us. Gives us everything that we, as man, needs to be able to lift ourselves up to heaven. We take in through our senses, and so it is our senses which it gives the aspects of the liturgy for us to witness so that we may find ourselves in that place. We realize the bittersweet last moments with Christ when we are present there on Holy Thursday, witnesses of the Last Supper, to the final Mass, and with him as the feet are washed. We pray in anticipation of what we already know is to come at the altar of repose, finding in its quiet, finding there in the dark, the foreboding of the impending passion. We watch on Good Friday as Christ leaves us as he left the apostles. There is no Mass, only that of the pre-sanctified. And then all is consumed, and Christ is no more in our church. There is no Mass on earth. There is no real presence any longer in the tabernacle. There is no beauty that is left behind for us to see. We find the cross, and that is it. We see the church, like the apostles found the world, dark and empty, and themselves alone. But it all changes. Again, all is bright and beautiful, because Christ is risen, and he is with us again. He is there once again in the midst of us, in our tabernacle. He comes again down upon our altar. He beckons us once more to come and receive him worthily in Holy Communion. And we rejoice. Alleluia. Saint Juliana Falconieri was most devoted to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament her whole life long. However, much like the world at the end of the life of Christ, this bride of Christ found herself abandoned in a way by him towards the end of her life. As she was stricken by a final illness, she longed to receive our Lord one last time in Holy Communion, receive him one last time in her viaticum to take her on her way to eternity. And yet, she could not, as swallowing had abandoned her. Alas, how grieved she was in this realization and this impossibility. But her confessor had thought, seeing her grief and longing, he came up with a solution for her. He processed into where her deathbed was, with the Blessed Sacrament in hand. He ordered a corporal to be laid there upon her as she rested. And then, on the spot directly over her heart, he laid a vessel containing our Lord. Immediately, St. Juliana is filled with a wondrous joy. She cries out, "Oh, my sweet Jesus!" And then breathes her last breath and dies. In our lives, our Lord gives us so much for our benefit. He sends his angels down from heaven, there to protect us and to guide us, to enlighten us in this divine truth, and inspire us to always continue to follow after Christ. He has given to us the liturgy of the church, in which we can follow along throughout our Lord's life through all that is put in the propers of the liturgy. He's given us the lives of so many saints to intercede for us on our behalf before the throne of God, to aid us in our prayers, and to inspire us by their lives, so that we may strive for greater virtue in our own. Chief amongst them, of course, he even gives us his own very mother. However, to truly sanctify us, Christ has left himself. He is here, so we may always find him, always have the opportunity to adore him. He calls us repeatedly to his presence. He draws us always ever closer, allowing us to come again and again to receive him in Holy Communion. He gives us the opportunity to express our love for him by uniting ourselves to him. "I am still with you," the introit proclaims. And if can we continually place ourselves with Christ, there he will be with us forever. And God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.